fiscal conservatism, economic development, the opioid crisis and crime, and collaborative leadership would be the four things I'm really trying to stress.
You've spoken at length about the opioid crisis, yes, which we know affects not just Fort Wayne, but cities all across the country. Several weeks ago, you unveiled your plan for fighting the opioid epidemic in Fort Wayne. Could you walk us through some of that?
Basically, I really want to stress the opioid crisis because it permeates through so many other issues like crime. And the opioid crisis with illegal drugs drives all the crime, the drug dealing, the shootings, and all the homicides we've seen. And it has really become a crisis not only here, but everywhere. And the biggest thing we can do to help people is more high-quality treatment facilities. We don't have enough for the people who want to get off of drugs. And I think we should divert more city funds into the opioid crisis to help them fight that. In fact, I'm perfectly willing to put up some of the mayor's salary as well.
You mentioned treatment centers, and you know, depending on who you talk to, that might look differently for certain people. What is your vision of the kind of treatment centers that we need?
You have to have one that have a comprehensive approach, and medication-assisted treatment is the standard of care today, which means that if you can't just go cold turkey, which a lot of people can't, you have to give a substitute drug to try to wean them off. It's kind of like a nicotine patch if you're trying to get off of cigarettes. Some drugs like methadone and Suboxone can be used to tide someone over as they try to get off. And to be honest with you, some heroin addicts will never be able to get off of drugs. It's far better than be on methadone and not have to get needles and get AIDS and things like that that we also have to pay for.
You've spoken at length about crime as well, and you held a crime summit in February to discuss some problems, concerns, possible solutions. Right. From your perspective, what does the city need to do to consistently bring crime numbers down?
Once again, root cause, opioids and drug, get working on that. Second thing, we do need more police officers in the homicide and the narcotics division. We also need to work up beefing up our police pay. We're 41st in Indiana cities, although we're the second biggest city. So we need to try to do some creative things with the budget. First thing I would do with the budget, start over and reprioritize. And one of the things would be higher police and firefighter pay. And that would help a good bit because we're having trouble attracting young officers. And the other thing I'd like to do is try some new things. And something new would be high-tech surveillance cameras in high-crime areas. Because we don't have just a problem with a crime. We have a problem of getting witnesses to come forward because they're afraid. And places that have done this, some European cities, Chicago has done it around Inglewood. And putting in high-tech surveillance cameras and other high-tech things decreased crime 52% the first year. And I think the high-tech surveillance cameras are something we can try and evaluate, and if it works, do more of that.
You touched on reprioritizing the budget a little bit, right. And I've heard you use the phrase zero-sum budget throughout your campaign so far. For a layperson, what does that mean?
It means take last year's budget and throw it away, and then you say, okay, what are my priorities? If you think it's crime and police, streets, firefighters, you name it, go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then you say, okay, this is how much money I've got. Now I'm going to allocate money by priority. So that's what we call zero-based budgeting. That has not been done for 20 years in Fort Wayne.
So what are your priorities looking like, and how would you sort of begin to restructure that from your vantage point?
Well, I think, once again, the opioids and the crime are big on my list. And I think also more neighborhood improvements. I've knocked on over 9,000 doors personally myself. And I hear from a lot of people, they like the downtown development that's happened, but they want us to tap the brakes on public spending downtown. Let the private sector come in more and divert more funds into their streets, their sewers, and the places they live in their neighborhoods. And I agree with that.
Last year and early this year, quite a lot of city council discussion centered around the city's new garbage collection company,
yes,
Red River. Routes changed in November. And this is sort of a two-part question. I'll offer the first part here now. Have you seen a quantifiable improvement in service since routes changed?
It's better. I don't get as many people mad at me calling now, but I'm still getting some. And the question will be, once this kind of settles out into the new normal, we need to decide, is this good enough? It's better than it was, but it was awful before. So, you know, we have to try to make sure we hold them to the standard they're supposed to. And one thing I would do a lot stronger than the current administration, they've only fined this company 1/4 of what they could have based on the contract. Should I become mayor and it doesn't get any better than it is now, I would be very strict with that and make sure that they stuck to the contract as written.
And that may very well answer the second part of my question, but I'll offer it anyway. How would you, as mayor, assure residents that these problems won't persist or return in the future, whether it's with garbage collection or another service?
Well, with garbage collection, like I say, the only thing you can do at this point with this company is make sure you're very strict with them and keep finding them to the maximum, and if they don't perform, eventually we'll have to consider, considering whether they're in breach of contract, which is a big legal question.
We've also seen quite a bit of confusion recently about the status of Fort Wayne's legacy fund. Some projects have been delayed specifically because there seems to be a lack of clarity on the rules and the status of that fund. As mayor, what guidance would you provide with regard to the Fort Wayne legacy fund?
Basically, every project should be evaluated. Its request comes on its individual basis. We get 10 requests for every dollar we have, and we've turned down a whole bunch. But we've funded a lot of good things, and some of the money that has been allocated out of Legacy will come back. For example, the Quimby, we loaned $1 billion to the Quimby. It's beautiful facility now. That will come back. So eventually, the nicest way to use Legacy is as a loan, and when it comes back, you can use it again. So I'd like to do more of that, and we're going to have to maybe be a little stricter at this point because we have allocated a lot. A lot will depend on whether the electric works becomes a reality. If it does, we have $10 million allocated to go to that. That will get us down to a level that we'll have to consider freezing further allocations for a while. And we'll just have to see how that all comes out.
In your March 7th debate with your primary opponent, local businessman Tim Smith, you both appeared to show a unity in wanting to unseat Mayor Tom Henry in November. 2 weeks ago, Smith published a commercial for TV and his Facebook page portraying you negatively for what it describes as a history of taxation, as well as a mailer suggesting your votes over the last 2+ decades have been bad for Fort Wayne.
Yes.
Were you surprised to see that?
Yes, surprised and actually saddened. I have run in 15 races over the years, counting the primaries. I've had 50 opponents. I've never had a candidate resort to a negative attack like that, and I have never done it, nor never would. It's okay to criticize someone for a vote, or I would have done this, or I would have done that. It's easy as a challenger to do that. But when you summarize my 20 years of public service, probably 10,000 hours of time, as my entire career hurting Fort Wayne and using those exact words, that's over the line. That's negative campaigning, and that's unacceptable. So at that point, we do have to respond to those kind of attacks. And the other thing that's disappointing about it, it doesn't just attack me. It attacks, we've had 24 years, we've had Republican majority city councils. I don't do anything by myself. Everything is by majority vote. So by inference, the Smith campaign attacks every Republican council for the last 24 years. And that's not a way to bring the party together. That's a way to divide it. And it's ultimately bad politics because it makes whichever one of us wins the primary much less likely to be able to beat the current mayor. So very disappointing, and I hope the citizens of Fort Wayne reject such tactics, because otherwise it will become the norm of Fort Wayne politics. It won't be qualifications, it won't be experience, it won't be good ideas, it'll be who can get the most money to do the most vicious ads on the next guy, and that's who will be a win. And a corollary of that will be who in an office is going to be able to take a tough stand, knowing that he's going to have a savage attack coming at him for a tough choice. And who in the community, good people that might be considering running, is going to want to subject themselves to being savagely attacked for running for office? So it has a lot of bad effects.
Obviously, you're not going to respond by throwing venom in the opposite direction. You've made that clear here. But does this change any part of your approach as we approach not just the May 7th primary, but also the November election?
Well, once again, assuming I survive May 7th, no. But it will be harder to bring the party back together after that. But as far as I will not attack anyone personally, but I will call out when the attacks on me and the Republican Council are misleading and intentionally misleading sometime.
Why should John Crawford be the Republican candidate for Fort Wayne's mayor?
I think, you know, when I was trying to decide that myself, whether I was good enough to run for mayor, I thought back on the whole 20 years I've been in council. I was lucky enough to have Don Schmidt with me as a mentor at the beginning, and sitting on his knee for 2 years, it took me that long to make me feel confident that I was doing the job of city council well. And all the political things we've been in, smoking ordinances, baseball stadiums, that teaches you how to lead politically. I know all the other elected officials in the county and other places who are actually endorsing me because they know I'll work with them. All the little things you learn about law and this and that, I think I have the experience to be able to do the job well on day one. And I think that would be the reason people should consider voting for me, and I hope they do.